Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An Israeli airstrike on a five-story building in northern Gaza has killed at least 93 people, according to the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry. The fallout continues from the Sunday Trump rally at Madison Square Garden, at which a Trump supporter called Puerto Rico an island of floating garbage.
In response to Sunday's rally, a nonpartisan Puerto Rican group in Pennsylvania is now urging Latinos to vote for Harris. Today, Trump heads to Allentown, Pennsylvania, a city home to an estimated 34,000 Puerto Ricans.
ABC's Perry Russum, Trump running mate J.D. Vance.
You know what I do when I think a joke is dumb or not funny? I don't laugh.
A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows the vast majority of voters are ready to accept the outcome of the election, regardless of who wins. Longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon gets out of prison today. He served 4 months for refusing to talk about January 6th with Congress. The Dodgers have taken a commanding lead in the World Series, shutting out the Yankees 3-0 so far. This is ABC News. More than 700 homes evacuated south of Denver ahead of a wildfire being pushed by strong winds. The biggest bank in the country is now suing some of its own customers after that ATM scam that went viral over the summer.
In late August, some Chase customers were able to withdraw money from ATMs by writing fraudulent checks to themselves, then immediately withdrawing cash before the checks bounced. Typically, only a fraction of a check's value is immediately available until the check clears. But a glitch at Chase allowed customers to withdraw much larger amounts in that time. Taking advantage of the glitch, which quickly went viral on social media, was essentially check fraud.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. One guy managed to withdraw most of a bogus $335,000 check, and he still has most of it. There's a new king of candy for Halloween. For years, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have been the most popular purchase, but now M&M's have taken the crown. Reese's number two, followed by Skittles and Sour Patch Kids. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less. And we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It is the first weekend of early in-person voting. If you plan on early voting, make sure to bring an official form of photo ID, like your driver's license. Earlier this week, the Wisconsin Election Commission reported that municipal clerks were having issues with label printing delays, but that issue has been resolved. Dough at a Wisconsin pizza place was tainted with THC. Public Health Madison Dane County staff say Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton served pizza from Monday through Thursday with dough that was contaminated. Multiple people had to be taken to the hospital with symptoms like dizziness, increased heart rate, and vomiting. Famous Yeti shares an industrial kitchen with other businesses where they make food and other products. This makes it possible that it's an unfortunate and bizarre case of cross-contamination. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
If he can go, he'll go. We'll see where he's at by the end of the week, but if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be windy and warm today with near record high temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40 at times. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, falling temperatures with scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour finds us in Viroqua, Wisconsin, with Trigvi Olsen and Reed Galen. Come on downtown Viroqua and join us on the air.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. Did I get that right?
You got it right. Good morning.
Been rehearsing it all day yesterday and in my car and as I'm shopping. Just
you mutter it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wondering what I'm saying at the checkout counter.
Well, here it is Tuesday, a week from today, Election Day.
Yeah.
1 week to go.
Isn't that incredible? Oh, really? I don't even know if we can make it.
You don't think so?
As a nation, are we going to be able to handle this thing?
I don't know.
God.
It's been a long road to get to this point.
It really has.
I mean, 1 week to go.
It has divided us in such a way that now we know who the enemies of democracy are and who aren't.
Yeah. Well, that's you know.
Yeah, that's
the good news. Huh?
That's the good news.
Okay. Well, we've got clear skies this morning. It's beautiful out there, but it's warm. You step outside. Ooh.
It is awful warm.
Yeah, 68 degrees.
We had the window open in the bedroom, and it was just humid and hot all night long. And it just
got balmy summer breezes.
Yeah, just awful.
The streets of Madison.
Yeah, we're getting southerly winds up to 15 to 20 miles
that
per hour
we can
today.
Use. Yeah. And, oh boy, that's great. I was thinking about maybe mowing the leaves today, and all I have to do now is just watch them blow into the neighbor's yard.
That's it.
So
sit back.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Let's see what the high temperature today will
Okay,
be.
let's check that out.
You want to put your bet down? What do you think?
Are we just going to the one-armed bandit for this
thing?
Yeah,
let's go to the one-armed bandit.
All right, well, I don't know. Okay. I think it's going to be about 85 today.
Okay. All right. First digit is 080. 80 degrees.
I missed it.
80 degrees for a high today. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know,
for
that's pretty
the end of October,
actually.
But then some changes in the wind, you know, tomorrow and the next day, especially Halloween day, looks like it's going to be kind of rainy, at least for the early part of the day.
But that's
we'll
okay.
See about that.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they have early Halloweens in some towns.
Maybe.
I always hated that, you know, when I'm going out there with my little kids.
Well, they're not so little anymore.
You
don't have to worry about it.
No, I don't have to worry about it now.
Do they still go out?
No. Okay. I insisted that they didn't go out. I had to stop them at the door.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the old days, you know, I thought, geez, you know, it kind of destroys the whole ambiance of Halloween, the whole reason why we go out, to be frightened, to scare people.
Yeah.
You don't do it in daylight.
No.
Right?
You should do it in the evening.
Yeah, it should be at night.
But they do it a little earlier these days. You know, like
it's wrong.
4 o'clock.
It's wrong. It's just giving the wrong impression to young kids who should be, you know, scared to death at night, worried about what's under their bed. in their closet.
Right.
Because there is something in your closet and under your bed, and your parents won't tell you.
Oh.
It's John Peterson.
You think so? By the way, somebody took me to task yesterday on the text line. And by the way, you can text us
at
608-879-TALK or get on the Civic Media app.
What are they on you about? What
the happened? Way I say Halloween.
Oh, you say Halloween.
Halloween.
Hollow, yeah.
I say Halloween. And they're like, come on, Gordy. It's Halloween, not Halloween.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. Yeah.
All right. I'll try to correct
that. Well, it's a pet peeve of mine. I like Hallow's Eve. Halloween.
And then tomorrow's the Devil's Night.
But I don't care. To correct you on it. You know, I mean, it's not a correction at all. It's just the way you say it. Everybody says it differently.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But, you know, if you want to say Halloween, that would be
Halloween
preferred. Who's going to change Halloween. You now after all these years?
Nobody.
I know.
Nobody.
So what were you going to say?
I forgot.
No, you
what?
You were leading into something.
I was?
On that, yeah. Weren't you?
I don't recall.
Oh, God.
Somebody was, after me about my pronunciation.
Oh, look.
We got a text
That's
in here this morning.
That's pretty cool. What is that?
Good morning from Sherry.
Is that from Sherry?
Yeah. Good morning, John and Gordy and Sam.
That's a little dark from Sherry this morning.
Usually she has a happy-go-lucky meme. This one's, this doesn't look good.
This looks
always,
like
it's always about coffee, though, and it seems instead of an anthropomorphic like coffee mug that's happy and dancing, we have somebody
a zombie
in a
female
state
zombie
of, state of confusion after just waking up searching for her coffee.
Looks very tired.
That is fantastic.
Disheveled, but it's a good one.
Good job.
Thanks,
Sherry. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You can text us, can't you, dear listener, at 608-879-TALK.
That's it.
Very simple.
You got
very
it.
Simple and easy. Or on the Civic Media app, right?
It's on the Civic Media app. Yeah. Just do it the easy
That's
way.
The
you know?
Easy way. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the National Day Calendar, one of our favorite segments on the show. According to our listener at 1701, he can't wait for it.
He loves it. We always try to add a little politics to it, you know, a little slant to it. But
yeah. Is it or is it not?
Yeah.
National Hermit Day. How about...
Nice.
National Oatmeal Day. Mm-hmm. Is it National Newspaper Carrier Day, or is it National Cat Day? Which one of those days did not belong? Let's start with Sam this morning.
Okay, great.
You still awake, Sam?
Boy, yes. You're throwing me for a loop, having me go first.
I know.
It's not Newspaper Carrier Day, is it?
You are correct. It is not.
Yeah, that's right, John. You don't get a chance to answer.
Why did you select that, Sam?
About half an hour ago, I looked at the list.
Oh, okay. See, man, cheater. See?
Oh,
okay.
Because I would have thought maybe, you know, National Oatmeal Day sounds a little bland.
Well, it is National Oatmeal Day today, though. Hearts get healthy on National Oatmeal Day. Not only is oatmeal one of America's favorite breakfast foods, but we also celebrate it annually on October 29th. It's a perfect day to enjoy one of America's favorite breakfast foods. Okay. It's pretty much
I have oatmeal each and every day of the week.
No kidding.
Monday through Friday.
Do you like change up what kind of oatmeal or what things you put in
it? That's the problem I have. I want to add a little variety to it. I do put a little maple syrup in some of it, but I do add what I put in it is protein powder.
Ooh.
Okay.
And it's a coffee flavored. It's actually
of course
a
coffee flavored.
It's a Dunkin' Donut. It's a Dunkin' Donut cappuccino flavor. And there's coffee in it, no chocolate. I like that, but I'm really tired of it at this point. So I want to put something else in. I'm thinking if I put some frozen cherries in it, because, you know, they have frozen cherries out there, maybe that'll melt and create a nice flavor for the oatmeal, but I'm not sure. The one thing you shouldn't do ever is put jam in
jam.
Oatmeal.
Why would you put jam in it?
I try. Well, it's a flavor, right? I mean, we have raspberry jam or strawberry jam, and you put it in there and flavor it. But it takes about a half a jar of of the jam to make it even taste like.
You got a sweet tooth.
No. That's the problem. It's way too sweet, ridiculously sweet. I wanted the flavor of strawberries. I just kept adding the jam. It just became ridiculous, you know. Anyway, looking for a way to vary up the oatmeal.
Well, here's some ideas. Okay, you ready for this?
Wow.
Yeah, you lead right into this. A warm bowl of oatmeal starts off the day right. You can add spices, fruits, nuts, nut butters, to add flavor. It also is a versatile ingredient. You can add oatmeal to baked cookies. You can create a delicious crumble cookie. Mm-hmm. You can use it to make granola cookies and bars. And there are different kinds of soups that call for oatmeal.
Oh.
Soups. I've never had soup with oatmeal in it.
I suppose it would be a good thickener. It's
yeah, it says that adds a thickening texture and a nutty flavor. Steel-cut oats are coarsely cut oats. These are different kind of oats in oatmeal. They're the nuttiest and most flavorful, and then oatmeal comes in different forms. Rolled oats are a whole grain oat, and rolled oats...
There's quick oats, old-fashioned oats.
You're right. You're going right down the list here. A bowl of oatmeal...
I know too much about
oatmeal. Here's some health benefits.
Yeah.
Can lower cholesterol.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. May reduce the risk of heart disease.
Yep.
Can reduce your risk of cancer, according to the American Cancer Society. The grain is low in fat. Oatmeal is low in calories. Add oatmeal to your diet as a good source of iron and fiber.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I just want a little variety.
You should be the endorsement guy for oatmeal. You know it all. You got it all. Okay. Here's another one that's right up your alley.
Really?
National Hermit Day.
Oh.
Recognizes the hermit in all of us today. A hermit is a person who lives to some degree to seclusion from society. Looking at you, John Peterson.
Isn't it something, you know, here we are, we're, you know, out there constantly meeting the public. But really, when we go home, we just want to hide away in a corner someplace.
Speak for yourself.
Really? You don't hide away. You don't want to just, steer clear of everyone.
This is why you got into radio instead of television, right? So people wouldn't recognize you in public.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No matter how social a person is, everyone needs to take a break from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Hermits know how to do that. They know how to avoid the public. They have mastered the ability to live independently without social interaction. Some of today's modern conveniences may even make it more probable to become a hermit. Yeah, I guess that is maybe true.
Yeah.
The word hermit comes from the Latin ermata, meaning of the desert. However, this is only one day, not a lifestyle change. It's simply a retreat into your own quiet someplace, isolated from the rest of the world. So celebrate National Hermit Day. Get away from it all.
That's something you perfected at your home.
That's right. No guests allowed.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. What else do we have here?
That's interesting enough right there.
Is it?
Some people, you know, they like to steer clear of people by going shopping.
Mm.
They just want to blend in. They just want to become, you know, anonymous out there.
Yeah, I guess so. Got nothing. National Cat Day. It's Cat Day. You have any cats? I know you got the Kraken dog, but, you know, about Sam? You got any cats?
No, there was one living under my porch for a while.
Okay.
That's right. You needed a cat, right? Because you had some
I had a mouse in my house,
Yeah?
I caught it through other means, but...
Yeah.
Well, it's good that it was just one, right?
Well, so far it's just one.
Where there's one,
Sophia, my girlfriend, is a little afraid to come over to my house now because she doesn't want a mouse to run out through the house.
Well, that's the excuse. I got it.
Yeah. It is National Cat Day. Cats make excellent companions. They rarely miss you, but when they do, you sure know it. Awareness days such as this one urge pet lovers to adopt from a local shelter. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. You know, I'm more of a dog person, but I'm taking
Same
the
here.
Cats occasionally. I mean, you know.
Well, I mentioned I had a cat for a while, 2 years, until I became allergic to the cat.
Yeah.
And I traded him, like a dog.
But your allergies change over the years.
Yeah.
I thought I was allergic to cats, but... You
really?
Know,
and it went the other way
kind
for
of went,
you.
Yeah. Well, cool. Now, not so bad. Okay. Well, that's it for the National Day calendar, but we've got history stuff right around the corner with Sam Davison, our history expert.
All right. Can't wait for that.
It's John or Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. We'll rock this town, rock it inside.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly, and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Backed by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fixins, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This sounds like something Stephanie Miller would play when somebody had said some kind of profanity.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, she does that. Yeah. It's 21 minutes.
What the
past
hell
the
is
hour.
This from? Yeah, well, oh my God, yeah, this music is really. I'm starting to hyperventilate here.
That's the theme to The Joy of Painting with Bob Ross.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, we're playing that because it's his. It would have been his birthday today.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
Yes, Bob Ross was born today in 1942.
We'll get to the Bob Ross story.
Yeah, you got to tell me about this because I.
You haven't seen the movie?
I saw the movie.
The documentary?
I watched a little of The Joy of Painting, his show. Oh, there's a lot of people from Gen Z who love Bob Ross.
Oh, it is. It's just a great show.
But I'm not terrific. Familiar with...
His dark side?
Yeah, his dark side. Yeah. Sure.
Well, there was a movie, you know, and I can't remember who starred in the movie.
Oh,
played Bob Ross. Oh, it was Owen?
Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson.
Yes.
Oh.
Played Bob Ross.
Gee, I didn't see that movie. No.
Yeah.
But there's, I think, a movie or a documentary about his life that, there was a whole nother thing he was into.
Really?
Yeah, there was an affair going on with, with somebody else in
stage
the company.
Hand or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I have to look it up in Wikipedia here.
But here's the thing, you know, and if you ever watched The Joy of Painting, you know, watching Bob Ross put his paintings together.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just think, oh man, you shouldn't have done that first. You know, you shouldn't have put that color down first and then expect kind of layer on top. But no, it's
but
wrong.
He could always fix it.
But he made it work.
He did make it work. He had it down to a science. Just
he
about.
Did, man. This guy, every painting I just loved. I was thinking, is there something wrong with my judgment?
Were you much into painting?
I was. Yeah, I really got into painting a lot. I loved pop art.
Yeah.
So I was doing that.
Cool. Do you still have your paintings?
No, the teachers loved them so much that they kept them as an example in the classrooms,
really?
And I never got them back.
No kidding.
Yeah. Ah.
Well, that doesn't seem.
Of course,
right.
When they kicked me out, you know, it was like, you know. Hit the bricks, man. You know, it's like they didn't give me a suitcase. They didn't give me my old artwork. They just said, you know, see it later.
Uh-huh.
Kind of walked me out the doors. No,
just a little bit about Bob Ross's personal life. He was married three times, had two children, a child he fathered from a relationship he had as a teenager, and a son, and first wife. Let's see, talented painter, blah, 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 blah. It's a... his first marriage ended in divorce in 1977 due to his infidelity. Mm-hmm. He was very secretive about his life and had a great preference for privacy. There was a whole lot going on. The documentary I'm talking about is the PBS documentary. They actually did the documentary on him. Bob Ross, the Happy Painter. He had lots of stuff going on, legal settlements with his various wives and other stuff going on. It's too much to get.
I would assume those paintings are worth an awful lot now.
Yeah, I wonder what happened to all those actual paintings that he
a lot
did.
Of them.
He made multiple of the same painting, actually.
Right.
He would like paint it ahead of time, and then there would be one that he painted while filming the show.
Right.
Wow.
And so there's multiple copies of these paintings. I'm pretty sure they went out to PBS member stations around the country.
Yeah, it was produced in Indiana at a small PBS station there, and then got nationwide fame out of that. You know, sold books and painting kits all across the country.
I guess
a lot of money.
There was another painter that did pretty much the same exact thing in another market.
Oh, really?
And he decided he wanted to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did he perfect it. I mean, well, there was a little competition there, I think, from what I remember in the movie.
Okay. Speaking of movies,
yes,
we have another birthday, Richard Dreyfuss. I don't know why I'm doing the birthday. This is your department, Sam.
Well, I recognize his name. But
Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah, I only he's in Jaws, right? That's the the only movie that I know with him in it.
Well, that's kind of the one that made him, made him a star. He was in a lot of movies. The one I was thinking about was What About Bob, which was with Bill Murray, hilarious movie.
Yes. Was he in Close Encounters?
He was. Yeah, Close Encounters of the Third
Kind.
Was
it the American Graffiti?
He was in American Graffiti. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff though.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, yeah. Sam, why don't you take over on the history, and I'll look up more about Richard Dreyfuss
now. All right,
now.
You do that, Gordy.
Okay.
Let's see. At the end of last week, we talked a little bit about the Great Depression. It was Black Thursday.
Yeah. Mm.
And, well, guess what? Today is Black Tuesday.
Well, wait a minute. Why do we have to
have a
Black Tuesday?
Yeah, why do we have a Black Tuesday?
Well, the stock market crash of 1929 didn't happen over just one day. It happened over, like, 3 or 4 days, and Thursday last week in 1929 was kind of the first nosedive. Today, Tuesday in 1929, was the second nosedive.
Mm. Okay.
Watch out.
A nosedive.
So
because now I'm thinking, well, why didn't we make all 5 days a holiday?
Yeah.
But it didn't go straight down, and there was like a weekend in between.
I can imagine. Yeah.
They took a couple of days
off.
It
makes a lot of sense. Yeah. But, you know, now we should have a black week, basically, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's see what else we got. Today in 1945, the very first ballpoint pens go on sale.
Oh, boy. What a day that was.
Let's get into that topic again. We're passing around this awful Bic pen.
It was a big deal. Yeah, you hate the Bic Crystal, the standard clear Bic pen.
Yeah, they're terrible
God,
pens.
These are awful pens.
That's probably... Well, they're way cheaper than the original ballpoint pen. Take a guess how much it cost.
I don't know.
Almost nothing. It shouldn't cost anything.
$20.
In 1945, they went for $12.50, which if you run it through an inflation calculator, is about $212.
Okay.
Would you pay $212
for
a pen?
No.
Not at all.
Catherine loves these pens.
Seriously?
She's the one who thought these were the best pens ever.
Are you kidding me? When you were a kid, didn't you take these pens apart and make them into spit shooters?
Yep.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
Spitballs.
Spitballs, yeah. They're perfect for that. That's one good thing.
Yeah. One more thing in the history books. Today in 1969, Bobby Seale was gagged during the trial of the Chicago 8.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just like kept yelling out stuff, and the judge had to shut him up or something, right?
Yes. The judge was insane.
Oh,
first of all, mention the judge's name. Well, the Chicago 7, it started out at Chicago 8.
Right.
Chicago 7, get down to Chicago 7, because I think eventually they got rid of Bobby Seale. They just took him out of the trial.
They took him out of the
completely
trial.
Completely said, you're going to have a separate trial guy.
Yeah, well, there's a movie based on that.
Yeah.
That was really a good movie, too.
It was. And I can't remember the judge's name. Does it have it there? No?
I don't have it off the top of my head.
No, it was in a song, wasn't it? They mentioned him a few times in rock songs back then. A
couple other Richard Dreyfuss movies just as we go out here. The Goodbye Girl, Mr. Holland's Opus. That was a great one. 6:29, we're coming back with Idiocracy. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Good morning.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The clock is ticking, the election just days away, and the markets are paying attention to it. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Some markets reacting more than others when it comes to the potential for the election. Details on that next. Spain and Portugal, that's where we're headed next. Fabulous Farm Babe PM Yankee inviting you to join us April 5th through the 17th for our Ranches and Royal Palaces tour. We'll start in Portugal, where we'll visit a stud farm and witness the process of creating cork. Then on to Spain, where we'll visit an Iberian pig farm and an olive grove. Find out more at holidayvacations.com, keyword PAM, for more information and to watch a travel show. Or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure. Greg McBride is a broker with Allendale Trade Service. He says right now the fact is that they're seeing a little early activity in the grain market because of next week's election. On the flip side, he said livestock, that's sitting still right now. But he said depending on consumers' reaction to the election, that could change too.
Yeah, we have. We started out the year with very good pork demand, and that's kind of waned off a little bit there for a while. It's come back a little bit, but the last couple of weeks haven't been so good. Beef demand just kind of plodded along pretty well, but overall, domestic usage has been very good for bulls to go here. Now, that could change. Obviously, you could see something happen after this election. That's the big wild card over the next week and the next couple of months as we prepare for a brand new president, regardless of which side wins.
That's Greg McBride, a commodity broker with Allendale. He says theoretically the current election cycle should all be over next week, but he said in reality when it comes to international trade, we could see the markets ripple after Tuesday's results for weeks. Markets in overnight electronic trade this morning, I'm happy to report, are a little stronger. Numbers are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Yesterday, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged, while AA butter dropped to $2.67.5 per pound this morning. December corn is up to at $4.13. November beans up a nickel at $9.79. December wheat's unchanged at $5.59, and so is the March contract. Currently, November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 9, 20.22 a hundredweight. There's your quick snapshot on where the numbers stand on a Tuesday morning. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy and warm today with near record high temperatures in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 40 at times. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, falling temperatures with scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll drop into the upper 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Well, because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Here he comes. Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mary Hayes is the chair of the Shawangunk Democrats for Bayfield and Ashland Counties. Going to get a little update with her. We will wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Good morning.
Oh, we got a stack of junk to tell you about today.
We do.
Man.
92.7 WMDX. It is 6:35. Weather today, it's going to be warm and breezy. It's already 68 degrees, expecting a high near 80. And this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted Verlo Mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Right.
Idiocracy.
Yes, yes. Let's start off with a MAGA says the dumbest things, okay?
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's. This is cut 253. And again, it started off as probably a joke, but now MAGA's on this thing. They're saying the government controls the weather.
Oh, not again.
Yep.
They're on
this?
What
do you think happened with the hurricanes that happened?
Hurricanes? I think that they want the land. You know, I think that the government wants the land, and this is what they did.
But what do you mean, what they did?
They made a fake tornado. Right. Yeah, they planted whatever they do. They pull with that.
So planted
the weather, exactly.
But you think the government manipulated the weather?
No, I think the government is not our friend, sir. The government is not our friend.
Do you think the government created the hurricane to hurt the United States?
Absolutely. Not to hurt the United States. They want the land. They want the land what is that? The batteries, uranium stuff, whatever it is.
Lithium?
Lithium.
The only reason I know that is because another lady at a Trump rally told me.
Oh, they know. You don't know? You don't watch the news?
He knows.
I do watch the news, yeah. Do you watch the news?
No, not all of it.
Okay.
No, not all of the news. What? Just part of the news.
Just part of Newsmax
wow.
or Fox.
Doesn't make any sense at all. These people are scatterbrains. These are people waiting to see Trump at a rally.
Sure.
My God. Well, anyway.
If the government's controlling the weather, they're doing a damn poor job of it. I mean.
Well, that's true.
But she's saying they're setting up these hurricanes and.
Yeah,
so they get the land
so
back.
So they could steal the land back.
Lithium batteries,
right?
Where is that,
right.
Where, how does the lithium battery thing work in?
Well, they're finding areas with lithium, and they're saying, well, you know, we need these batteries, so let's take the land back. So this is another government land grab, you know. Indigenous white Americans.
Okay.
We should be angry about this, right?
I guess.
All right.
Doesn't My make God. Any sense at all.
I know. Oh, this you know, this segment is really depressing.
Idiocracy?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait, I want to get to this text here before we forget.
Okay.
Last Christmas there was a Bob Ross chia pet.
Well, I think those have been around for a while.
Very yeah. popular. To this day.
Chia.
We should get a bunch of chia pets and put them in the window.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
See how they grow.
We need some plant life
we
here
do?
In the
Good.
Studio.
Yeah.
No.
No.
You don't like
you don't
plants?
Want to do
no,
that.
No, let's not
Why
do not? That.
Why not?
You are a curmudgeon,
what's
are you?
What's
I
wrong
am.
With house plants?
Well, no, you can certainly put as many plants up in the studio as you'd like. I don't live here, so go ahead. Have at it.
Okay. All right. Sam, we'll get on that.
All right. What's next?
They always come out with a new chia pet every year, don't they?
Are chia pets you can still buy them, but are they still like coming up with new things?
Well,
yes.
Yeah, they're always
every
coming
year.
Up with new things. Yeah. But here's the thing, you know, in the old days, it was a horrible thing to go to a fern bar. Remember the fern bars? Remember
yeah,
them?
I do. Yeah.
And that's what I'm thinking here. You start putting all these plants in the studio here. This is a fern studio, and I'm out of here.
We're going to turn it into a jungle, into a rainforest. In
A yuppie fern studio.
Yeah, fern bars were for yuppies. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't last that's, long.
Yeah, they didn't last at all.
It got taken over by sports bars.
Yeah. Thank God. And I hate sports bars, but yes, thank God they were taken over by that.
Too many ferns.
Okay, let's get to Kudlow. You know, he worked for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
And he was wrong every time he spoke. He's still wrong every time he speaks. This is a segment. This is an actual segment. Somebody had recorded it. It starts off with a report on the stock market, you know, going through the roof as usual. And then it goes right into the next program, Kudlow's program.
Larry Kudlow.
And then you listen to what has happened here for Cut 256.
You're hearing those closing bells again, a little bit higher pretty much on all of the indices, not quite at records, but trying to get closer. That'll do it for Claiming Countdown. Kudlow's next.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Kudlow. I'm Larry Kudlow. So, President Trump, electrifying, strong closing message to the nation last night at Madison Square Garden. Kamala broke it. Trump will fix it.
There you go. So almost record highs on the stock market, but, you know, Kamala broke it.
She broke it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trump's going to fix all of the things that aren't broken. And, I think he's going to come through with every one of those promises for some reason.
I think so. I think the stock market has had like 7 record highs this year, something like that. It's been incredible.
Yeah. Well, there's another comment. There's a disturbing link between the anti-vaxxers and the weather control cloud seeding contrails. Emphasis on the con.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, actually.
What?
Check this out. Now, the financial markets are soaring. They've had 71 record highs this year.
Wow.
71.
GDP, the country's going to hell.
Yeah.
You
GDP
know?
Growth, best in the world. Biden cut the deficit by 1/3. Yeah, inflation at a low now, 2.2%.
Yeah, you got to think, after hearing that, obviously Trump can do much better.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
So let's continue with Idiocracy.
Please.
Elon Musk could get a huge tax break from Donald Trump. Well, what? Get that, huh? Trump's promise to give Musk a top job could make the billionaire CEO eligible for a special tax benefit worth tens of billions of dollars once Musk gets that government job to cut out waste in the government system.
What job would he be good for, the Trump administration? Well, what could he possibly
do? Well, he's a sociopath, so he could certainly cut a lot of really important programs throughout the country that we have grown to love and need. But anyway, that's
he could be chief of staff.
Not that he grows, not that he loves and needs.
Yeah.
Right.
Need anything.
Now, this is an important part of the whole thing. The thing we're worried about most, if Trump were to win the election and become president, the Supreme Court has certainly set this up to make this the worst and most diabolical presidency ever. And Gwen Ifill had a little bit of warning here on this particular clip. Let's listen to 206, all right? This is Gwen Ifill.
He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally, one that will obey his orders even when he tells them to break the law or abandon their oath to the Constitution of the United States. In just the past week, Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens. So the bottom line is this. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
Sherrilyn Ifill's a Vernon Jordan Endowed Chair in Civil Rights at Howard University.
Trump believes that he's a TV character, so he believes he can fire the attorney general if he doesn't like the attorney general. And he did fire the attorney general. He fired Jeff Sessions. So he wants to do that. He wants to have control over all of the agencies. He wants to abolish the Department of Education. He wants to ensure that there are no protests against his government. And he constantly says they know how to handle this in China. When protest is one of the core activities of democratic citizenship. He also said that people who are criticizing conservative Supreme Court justices should be jailed for the way they talk about justices. And we mustn't forget that part of the reason he is feeling this muscular is because the Supreme Court in its shocking and appalling decision that essentially set the president above the rule of law, has said that what he does in office, if they are, quote unquote, official acts, are not capable of being prosecuted even after he leaves office. So now he is feeling even more emboldened. And of course, Trump believes that if he is elected, he will never leave office. So we are in real trouble if we think about a second Trump term. And what Trump has also ratcheted up, Chris, is his explicit racism, because he sees that there are no consequences or accountability for it.
That's right.
And he also sees the signals coming from the Supreme Court about race.
Mm-hmm.
So I am deeply and profoundly concerned. We should remember that some of the consequences of Trump's actions and words are not about government apparatus. They're about the 20% rise in hate crimes that occurred during his presidency, and the language that he unleashed and the sense of violence that he unleashed in the population that we all experienced. And that is very real in the lives of people who are going to be affected by it.
Just an amazing thing. You know, you think about Madison Square Garden's rally as well. That fits perfectly into that description.
Mm-hmm.
My God. No guardrails.
Nope, none whatsoever. It sounds like that's doing a lot of GOP moderates,
yeah,
if you want to call them that, are coming out against everything happened at Madison Square Garden.
A lot of Republicans now voting for Harris, coming right out and saying it.
And, of course, the Puerto Rican vote is swinging her way now, too.
It's not like, you know, a lot of these people are getting away with just saying anything they want on Fox News now, because Jeanine Pirro appeared on C-SPAN.
Oh, really?
And, she got an interesting caller, and this would be cut 229. This person really kind of tells it like it is to Jeanine. So let's listen to it.
Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for C-SPAN. I really appreciate it. Our president and our beautiful first lady, they went down to El Paso, Texas, and they posed with a baby that the president's rhetoric, Fox News rhetoric, your rhetoric, had helped to orphan. And I think this thing about Trump is making America great again, Trump has made America hate again. And it's this hatred of races. I hear it all the time. When I talk to Republicans and they say, oh, I went down to Texas and there are all these Mexicans down there and they're all speaking Spanish. Well, I got news for you. Those weren't Mexicans. Those were the Americans. That guy that went down to El Paso to shoot a bunch of Mexicans, he shot a bunch of Americans. And I'm really tired of this anti-immigrant, anti-people with brown skin rhetoric that's coming out of Fox News, coming out of people like you, and coming out of our president. It's demeaning. It's beneath the office. It's beneath you. You used to be a judge. You know better. It's time that stopped.
There you go.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. An earful, right? And Jeanine has to be polite on C-SPAN. They demand it there.
Yeah.
So he got to say what he wanted to say, and I thought he said it really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people down there, they may speak Spanish, but they're actually Americans.
They are.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can't pick them out. You don't know who they are. They don't have signs on their back. You know, right. I'm an immigrant and you're not, you know. It's just that guy said it perfectly for all of us, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Well said.
And she really didn't have any kind of response to that.
Yeah. Who was the moderator there? Jane?
I don't know.
But it was C-SPAN.
Yeah, it was C-SPAN. Crazy stuff.
It is.
You know, I mean, this is Idiocracy, and we're experiencing a possible change of the weather here in this country if things don't go well in the next 7 days.
That's it. Are you going to vote early?
Yeah.
You're going to get to that, Sam?
We're trying to.
Sometime this week I'll be going out early, probably.
Get in there.
I would have done it this morning. But
there's nothing that I hate more than waiting in line. So I'm not about that on election day.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You know, with the drop boxes, being burned now.
Well, yes, we heard that story.
It seems like it's almost dangerous to go out and stand in line like Joe Biden did yesterday to vote for Kamala Harris. He stood right in line with everybody else, waiting to get in to cast their vote.
Yes,
that took bravery, and I think he had some fun doing it.
We'll continue with John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
The
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Dig.
Dig. Dig. 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy in the Morning Family Show.
Do I have to write it out?
God, could you write it out for me? Like when I said Gwen Ifill, it's actually Sherilyn Ifill.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you going to start screwing up your own names next?
Well, pretty soon. Gwen passed away, and Sherilyn is a professor at Howard University, and that was her comment.
Okay.
It wasn't like Gwen was making a prediction, you know,
what would happen if Trump took
off the guardrails as a president. So.
And by the way, Washington Post guy, Jeff Bezos, has made some comments. He has an opinion piece about why the Washington Post doesn't have any opinion about who should be president. and he's saying, there's no quid pro quo, he just doesn't think that newspapers should be in the business of making endorsements.
Right.
The bottom line. Nobody pays any attention to that.
Problem is, people are canceling their subscriptions to the Washington Post because of that.
Yeah, they lost 200,000 digital subscribers.
The lack of concern. I mean, the democracy is in the balance right now. I mean, it is on a thread, and they decided at this point in time not to come out and say anything, which is just outrageous. The LA Times, same thing.
Yeah.
This isn't the time to start, waffling or not putting yourself out on that limb.
No, don't stand up for freedom of the press or the Constitution or democracy or we better not say anything.
No, don't do that.
We don't want to get him pissed off or anything.
Yeah, we want to make the money, We can see that they're going to have government contracts someday.
Yeah.
Just an amazing thing
to take this time. I've never seen anything like that.
I have never.
It's just beyond the pale.
All right. Let's, we're talking about that. Let's talk about the New York Times in this case.
Okay.
Because the editor there, the opinion editor, came out and told us exactly what she thinks. This is cut 259. Let's listen to this comment.
This year, the editorial board has worked hard to explain the stakes in this election. We've said over and over and over again how Donald Trump is temperamentally and morally unfit to be president. Like for all of our editorials, the board has done reporting, we've done research on their policy positions, we've had deep discussions, we've relied on long-standing values and precedents. We got the input of our publisher, A.G. Sulzberger. I myself attended both Trump and Harris rallies, spoke to dozens of American voters, and attended both parties' political conventions. We concluded, as all voters should, that Vice President Harris is qualified for the job and Donald Trump is not. I invite you to read or listen to our editorial, There's Only One Patriotic Choice for President, on the Times website. And please, remember to vote in November.
There you go.
Okay.
Came right out and said it. And this is that kind of important time. And for a newspaper to say, well, we're just not going to do this anymore is cowardice.
It is.
And it's greed.
Just shut down the newspaper if you're not going to do, you know, the important stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. You know, Trump has made a tremendous amount of promises. He's going to cut housing prices in half. He's going to cut food prices in half. He's going to cut energy prices in half. A few kind of empty promises there.
Well, he likes to sign his big signature with a big magic marker on those documents and show them to the camera. He misses doing that.
It truly is an amazing thing. And he took credit. And I think this is what people actually remember about Trump's administration is that it was such a great time because he told them it was a great time. It was the best time ever. It was the most successful administration in history. And people remember that, and that's what they want to go back to.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
Buffoonery and hyperbolic.
Just making it up.
Conversations. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, Obama came out finally and said something about this at, you know, one of his speeches. But I have to feature this because it's about time he took credit for his economy that Trump took credit for. Let's listen to cut 212.
Okay. I've heard people say this, right? I'll talk to him. Why would you think about voting for this guy? Well, they're all, well, I remember the economy when he first came in. It was pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, it was good because it was my economy.
Finally.
I had spent 8 years cleaning up the mess that the Republicans had left me.
The Great Recession. Yeah. That was
and
it.
And then I handed over 75 straight months of job growth to Donald Trump. And all he did was give tax cuts to folks who didn't need it, drove up the deficit in the process, and now he wants to do it again. You can't give him credit for that.
And they did.
And then I hear, the other thing I hear, some folks will be like, well, Donald Trump sent me a check during the pandemic. No, y'all know, because I've heard this, I know y'all, some of you heard that. Hey, let me make sure y'all understand this. Joe Biden sent you a check during the pandemic. Just like I gave people relief during the Great Recession, the thing is, we didn't put our name on it because it wasn't about feeding our egos. It wasn't about advancing our politics. It was about helping people. That's the difference. Don't be giving them credit for that.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm with you, man.
Yep.
I'm with you. What are you going to say?
He sent you a check. Do not fall for that okie doke. Don't be bamboozled.
but he is bamboozling a lot of people.
He is.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, just a week till the election.
Yep. All right.
It is 6:58. We'll continue with John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. The big, big stories coming up.
It is.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we share a teaser for the new show, Wabino Volunteer Fire. Tim McCormick from the Harley-Davidson Museum joins to talk the 115th anniversary and Wisconsin-based comedian, Dobie Maxwell.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.